Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In 3, 2, 1.
7 moves in 7 minutes. I'm Georgie Okel and this is the Sweat 7.
You don't need any special equipment, just as long as you've got a bit of space. And if you need any help, check out the animations in the show notes.
Stop immediately if you feel unwell.
Good morning, welcome back to the Sweat 7, or welcome if you're joining us for the first time. You've picked a good day to start. It is upper body day today, so we're going to be working 40 seconds on each exercise, 20 seconds off. And if you don't know by now, you can find animations for all the exercises we're doing today over on Twitter or Instagram at the Sweat 7 Pod. So let me tell you what we're going to be doing. You will start with shoulder taps, we'll move into your dead bugs, into a side plank on the left side, then switching on to the right. We come back to your dead bugs, we move into shoulder twists, and we finish with a power move. We finish with our press ups. So those are your 7 moves. We got 7 minutes to get through them, and we will be starting with those shoulder taps from a plank position in 10 seconds.
10,
time
9 8 7 6 5 4
in 3, 2, 1. So shoulder taps to get us started in that solid plank position. So just take a second to check everything is lined up. Your shoulders stacked over your wrists, your core nice and tight, squeezing your belly button up towards your spine. And hips stay level with the mat as we reach one hand to the opposite shoulder. And then switch sides. We don't have to rattle through this first one. We're just moving into the day, into our workout. 10 more seconds. You've got 3, 2, 1. So onto your dead bugs. Next, you're going to lie on your back, both arms up towards the ceiling and legs at tabletop position. Bit of coordination. We're going to extend one arm back, the opposite leg forward. Let's see how we get on.
9, 8, 7, 6.
We go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Dead bugs. Again, if these are throwing you off, make sure you check out the animation at the Sweat 7 Pod. But it is just reaching one hand back behind you and the other leg extends forward. We come back to center and then we reach out on the other side. So again, rotating through your shoulders, warming up through the core, keeping your lower back on the mat, your head on the mat. Moving through these for another 10 seconds. 5 more seconds of these beautiful dead bugs. 3, 2, 1. So we are going to move on to your side plank, and it's an upper body workout. So I want you to do these side planks, if you can, on your hands. So we're working through that shoulder. So on the left hand, you can have those feet stacked, or you can have top foot in front of the bottom foot. We go in 5 seconds.
3, 2, 1.
So up into your side plank on the left hand. And again, hardest version here is stacking those feet directly one on top of the other. If you want to make it a little bit easier, bring that top foot in front of the bottom foot. If that still feels like too much, then bend that bottom knee and drop onto your knee. Whatever feels like a workout for you, that is absolutely good enough, and that is where you want to be working. Another 15 seconds on this hold. In the last 10 seconds, it should start to feel a little bit wobbly now, but hold it for 5, 3, 2, 1. Perfection. Well done. So whatever version of your side plank you just did on the left, flip it over. We're going to do exactly the same thing on the right side. 10. So on your hand, shoulder stacked again over that wrist. 6. We go in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So lifting it up into that side plank. You will probably find that one side feels easier, one side feels a little bit more wobbly, but that's okay, that's what we're doing. We're leveling it out, working one side, then the other. So as before, if you can, stack those feet one in front of the other, otherwise top foot in front of the bottom. Find a level that works for you, and you hold it there for less than 20 seconds now. Keep breathing through it. 10 more seconds, my friends. Last 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So this will either come as a relief or you're going to hate me depending on how the coordination went last time. We're moving back through those dead bugs. So onto your back, legs at tabletop, hands start directly up above your shoulders. We extend one arm forward, opposite leg. In 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So finding that extension through those dead bugs. This shouldn't feel like a super challenging exercise on the core. We're just finding that extension, rolling through the shoulder. Extending that leg as far out as you can before you feel your lower back start to lift off the mat. When we get to that point, stop there. We want to keep that lower back on the mat as we extend that leg out and arm back. Alternating sides for another 15 seconds. Good, last 10 seconds on your dead bugs. You got 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. So we are coming back to our high plank position now. We're going to move into shoulder twists. So from your high plank, just twisting one arm up towards the ceiling, squeezing those shoulder blades together, looking toward that top hand, and then switching sides in 3, 2, 1.
Go.
So into our shoulder twists. Some people call them skyscrapers, some people call them all sorts of things. But the main thing that you need to focus on is that shoulder stability. So when we were doing those side planks before, all we're really doing here is switching from one side plank to the other. Lifting that top hand up towards the ceiling, squeezing the shoulder blades together and moving with control for the next 15 seconds. Really working through those shoulders, working through your oblique muscles. You've got 5 more seconds here. 3, 2, 1. Well done. So we finished strong with the king of the upper body movements. It is your press-ups. So in 10 seconds time, team, whatever that means to you, on your feet or on your knees, we move through them. 3, 2, 1.
Go.
Press ups to round off this upper body session. So those shoulders should already feel like they've had a bit of a workout, as will your core. But we grit our teeth, we get through it. So you are already halfway through your press ups. Have a word with yourself. Can you move through them a little bit quicker? Can you drop a little bit deeper into them? This is where it counts. The last 10 seconds or so of your whole workout to start to dig deep for 5 more seconds. Keep moving. 3, 2, 1. Good. Shake those shoulders out. Sit back, sit on your heels. Give those shoulders and wrists a bit of a shake. Well done for pushing through that upper body workout. We build stability, we build strength, and we are here 3 times a week. So I will see you here very soon for more Sweat 7.
The Sweat 7 is written and presented by Georgie Okel and is part of the Smart 7 Network, published by Daft Doris.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.